our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You are altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to us. To think, Father, that in your loving kindness and tender mercies, you elected to choose us, to redeem us, to make something different possible with our lives. Fills us with awe. Because while we see how lovely you are, when we look at ourselves, we do not see loveliness. For man acts hatefully, is filled with strife. And yet, Father, you love us. You did not discard us. You elected to clean us up and to make something new with our lives. Yes, you are worthy. But when we look at ourselves, we see worthlessness. And yet in your loving kindness and tender mercies, you put value and worth into us. And you say to us, you are mine. You belong to me. You clean us up and you give us your name. And you bless us. Not because of anything that we've done, but because of your mercies. When we look through the scriptures, we see an Abraham that you call the father of faith. Yet we see the flaws in him. We see a David, and you say, this is a man after my own heart. And as we look, we see flaws. Everywhere we look, we see flaws. But Lord, you look beyond the flaws and you see your goodness. And you pull us in. And today, Father, we stop looking at our frailties. We stop looking at our weaknesses. We stop looking at our worthlessness. We stop looking at all of our failures. And we look into your eyes. And we are pulled in by your love. We come into your loving kindness. And we find value. We find worth. We find peace. We find harmony. We find goodness. All in you. Blessed be your holy name, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to see you this morning. We're going to have a great time in the Lord as we wrap up this year, 5785. And tomorrow we start 5786. Amen. Praise the Lord. God will crown this day with his goodness. Amen. Hallelujah. It will wrap up perfectly well. Amen. For every one of us. Do you receive that?
Yes.
Then shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Please monitor us, please. Well, at this time, I'm going to ask Mama to come and lead us in our time of prayer and intercession. And then we're going to get into the Word. Thank you, worship team. That was beautiful.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's pray for our children. Father, we thank you for another day that you've given to us in the land of the living. We bless your holy name. Thank you for giving us rest last night, and we're here to bless your holy name. Let our thanksgiving and our worship and our adoration be acceptable in your sight. Father, we commit our families into your hand. All our biological children and their spouses, their children's children, and all our spiritual children, their extended family, and all our parents and all those who are in this house this morning, and those hearing the sound of my voice, every age group from 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those in the womb, everyone walking every decade of life, minister grace to everyone. Father, may we turn our hearts to you. May we turn our eyes to you. May we walk in your path, path of righteousness for your name's sake. Father, fulfill our days. Let our days be joyful, peaceful, excellent, full of favor, full of health, full of grace, full of wealth, full of peace. Let all that we do magnify your holy name. Remove every weakness, blot it away from all our lives. Blot all our sin from your record book. Blot every evil ordinances written against anyone here, blot it away from your book. Lord, reset the button. Reset our lives to magnify and glorify your name. Every error and every mistake done, let it be eradicated. Lord, let there be a new day and a new dawn as we step into the brand new year of the biblical calendar tomorrow. Father, not too far away, a few hours from now, Father, minister grace to every family. May our year be crowned with your love, crowned with your peace, crowned with celebrating who you are, and be grateful for who you are. We are thankful for Jesus, for his precious blood that has brought us back to your table. May we stay in your feasting table all year round, feasting on your word, feasting in your goodness, and giving thanks and testimonies of what you have done in our midst. Draw all our family members back to you. Draw those that are backsliding back to you. Draw those that are weak back to you. Draw those that are lazy back to you. Draw those that have forgotten you back to you. May we remember you, O Lord, and remember us, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, heal your people and restore them back to divine health and strength. In Jesus' mighty name. And those who mourn, comfort them. And those who are sad, bring joy to them. And those who are thinking, I want to go to the house of God, help them to come. And those who are complaining, set them free. In the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise for the meetings coming up. May your name be glorified. Bring our guests here safely and let the word of the Lord spread and let it bring joy to your people. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. See you later, children. Father, we continue to give you praise. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of knowledge. Spirit of understanding. Spirit of counsel. Spirit of might. Spirit of the fear of the Lord. We welcome you. We receive you. We ask you to have your way in our lives, in our families, in our homes, in our city, our nation, and in this service this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's do Psalm 1. There's 6 verses, so you need to catch up. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his seed. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Somebody say amen. Say, that's me. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Somebody say, that's not me. Stand and let us pray. Hallelujah. Encourage you at your own time at home. Reflect on the finished work of the cross. Reflect on the death, the burial, the resurrection, and the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ. Put those things in your mind all the time. Let us pray. Father, we give you praise. We thank you, God, that you have given us opportunity to say, thank you, Lord. Can somebody thank him? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If your fingers can move this morning, thank him. If you can breathe this morning, thank him. If you can move your hands and your feet, thank him. If you have eyes and ears and nose and mouth, and your jaw is not closed shut, and they can chew and they can eat, give him praise. Tell him thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you were able to even wash yourself and use the bathroom properly, thank him this morning. Thank him for all your organs. Thank him for all his goodness. If you had a home to sleep in today, a bed to sleep, a warm water to take bath with, give him praise. Thank you, Lord. Can somebody thank him? If you don't thank him, the stone will take your place. The stone will never take my place in thanking him. I thank you, Lord. Thank him. You had clothing, you had shelter. You have a place where you call your home. Thank him. Thank him. You're not sleeping outside this morning. You came from a location that belonged to you. Be thankful and be grateful. Father, we are thankful. You have a job where you go to. You have a business that you run. You have a church that you attend. You are not in a tent in a God-forsaken place, but you are in a place this morning where you can give God praise. You are not sharing your shelter with 1,000 people. You are not sharing it in the prison. You are free, and you are walking free this morning. Can you lift up your voice and thank him? Thank him and thank him. Father, we are grateful. We are grateful. You did not go around begging for food, begging for water, begging for anything today. You came and God has blessed you. Oh, we give you praise. We are thankful, oh God. We are thankful for the abundance you've given to us. We are thankful. We appreciate you and we give you praise. May we always have reason to be thankful. May we always be thankful for the much you have given to us. We give you praise. Sometimes we think we don't have, but we have more than enough. We thank you for more than enough. More than enough, more than enough, more than enough, more than enough, God. We give you praise. We give you praise. We thank you, God, that you have chosen us and put us on your side. And we have chosen to stay on the Lord's side. If you are on the Lord's side this morning, give him praise. Oh, we give you praise. We have not regretted and ran away from your presence. But we run to you, O Lord. We say, take our hands and walk with us. Take us to the right destination, the right places in our lives, that we will continue to give you praise. Father, we appreciate you. We thank you that we are not lost forever. We've been found and brought into your home, family of God. We now have an Abba Father, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and our Father and our God. We give you praise. We lack nothing because the Good Shepherd is on our side. We shall never want nor lack. Father, may we learn to stay in your holy presence and begin to know that you are truly with us. Your word says, whatever you say shall surely come to pass. Your word can never fall to the ground. Your word must bring forth fruit. We are on the fruitful side. Fruitfulness is our portion. We thank you, Almighty God. We give you praise. It is well. We say it is well with us and our entire family. Can somebody say it is well with me and my household? Thank you, Lord. Father, continue to have your way for Jerusalem. Speak your peace over Jerusalem. Peace within her walls, prosperity to her palaces. You know all that's going on there. You know the time clock we are in your prophetic zone. Father, have mercy and show yourself strong and mighty. Your words say, the Lord our God, in the midst of us, he is mighty. May you be mighty for your people. Draw them back to you. May they begin to cry. Jesus, you said, until they cry, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Oh, that you will not hear and you will not come back. Father, may they begin to cry that cry. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We send that word to Jerusalem. Send it to Israel. Send it to your people around the world. That every one of us will begin to cry. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. For we have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. Father, we thank you because that all came from your word saying, this is the day you have made and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. Send now prosperity. Prosperity of spirit, soul, body, mind, finance, health, peace, joy, the full packages of your prosperity. Send it to your people. Send it to us. Israel, your glory. Israel, the apple of your eye. Israel, carved in the palm of your hand. Israel, your firstborn. Your everlasting covenant you have made with our fathers. Remember it, O God. Father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Lord of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, remember your people, Lord, as the world is turning and changing speedily to many diverse directions, even some that you have not approved. Lord, draw us back to you. Give us opportunity to be saved, for all Israel shall be saved. And that word goes, for Israel so shall it be for other nations. For out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. Remember Israel, remember Canada, remember United States of America, remember Nigeria, remember Australia, remember New Zealand, remember India, remember the islands of the seas, remember all First Nations around the world, and remember your people where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord. Savior divine, save your people, that out of the wells of salvation they begin to drink. Let your righteousness exalt the nation, and let every sin be a reproach. Lord, we cry for your resurrection power and your revival power to take place. And let it take place in our church, in our midst, in our city, in the nations of the earth, where people are crying, do something, Lord. Do something, Lord. Save families where drugs and alcohol and gambling have ravaged them and have destroyed them. Prostitution, Father, save families. Save them from immoral decay in the mighty name of Jesus. Save families, Lord. Save marriages. Save children. Save parents. Save grandparents. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, save us. That's all we cry for. And have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Father, have your way in this service this morning. Those that are sick, we expect a miracle. There's some that have been sick for so many years, like the man, 38 years at the pool. Father, save your people. Let your word sprinkle and touch them. Save your people, Lord. Heal, restore, and make them whole. Deliver them from all affliction. Let there be a mighty testimony. Be in the service, the special services, in these next few days. Let the Lord visit us. And let the Lord turn every captivity away from us. And give us freedom to magnify your name. Bless everyone in the service and those hearing the sound of my voice. Be with the man of God as he brings the word this morning. Bless the hearer, the carrier, the giver, the receiver, and those who run and publish your word, telling somebody about Jesus. Fill this house with your glory. Draw people from this city, from around the cities around. Bring them to the house of God. Let this house be full of people overflowing, and may they be saved and their lives be transformed. Thank you for the many miracles. We receive our portion. We open up our heart to receive your holy word. Let it transform our lives, bring victory, success, and testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name, we declare so done. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.